earlier this week, you heard a message from Brother Darren Sargent while he preached in chapel, The Purpose of Ministry. Hope you enjoyed that message. We also had a chance to catch up with Brother Sargent after chapel. Our campus pastor, Brother Jason Gallion, was able to catch up with Brother Sargent, and they sat down for a quick little interview, and that's what you're going to hear today, and I think you'll find it funny, informative, and enjoyable.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Jason Gallion, the campus pastor here at Indiana Bible College, and I have a very special guest with me here today. It's a pastor, youth camp preacher, a grandfather figure to all of us, Reverend Darren Sargent.
You are in so much trouble.
It's good to have you here.
It's good to be here, Brother Gallion. Thank you for the opportunity.
We enjoyed our chapel service today. What an incredible job. Challenged our students.
Bless you.
And following that, I just wanted to do a podcast and get some thoughts from you. We have a couple questions we'd like to ask, and so I hope you're ready for that.
Yeah, let's
all
do
right,
it,
we'll
man.
Jump right
let's
into
do
it. First question I have is one probably most young people would be interested. I think it kind of parallels where they're at least in Bible school students. And that question is, when and how did you know you were called into the ministry?
I really think I probably knew at a young age, but you know, didn't really understand it or maybe pushed it away. My parents pastored a church in between here and the Mississippi River somewhere. I'm not going to say where, but that was just, it was a horrible experience for about 2 years. And I was going into my teenage years. I was 11, 12. I may have just turned 13 when my dad resigned. But I had told myself when they resigned, I'll never do ministry. I'll never do it. But at a camp, God got a hold of my heart at 17, and that's when I felt that, you know, God wanted to do something with me, and the rest is kind of history from there.
Awesome. When did you start actually preaching?
I started preaching. I went to Bible college at 18. I graduated from high school, went to Bible college. I started preaching probably 19, 20, really started preaching. Evangelized in between my junior and senior year of Bible college. And then was youth pastor, then evangelized, and then pastored. So, yeah, probably right around, really started preaching probably around 20 years of age.
Awesome. Okay. Next question is, what is your favorite part about being an evangelist and camp speaker?
I think it's the influence that God allows a camp evangelist, someone who's speaking to this generation, to have at those moments. I don't take it lightly. That is even like today's chapel. We were in this weekend to preach someplace else, and I had a feeling I was going to be preaching chapel. I was more excited about preaching chapel because I love this generation. And the influence that you have at that moment to impart something, and it's important, and it's a serious deal to me. And so I think that, to me, is the most important thing. You got a moment. Take advantage of it.
Awesome. I don't know how this question made it in this list here. I think maybe Brother Henderson or Brother Barber or Josh Anderson or
somebody
stuck this in here.
Maybe Brother Mooney.
Could be. It says, in your opinion, who is the most talented minister, Brother Gallion or Sister Gallion?
Well, if Sister Gallion was in here, it would be a slam dunk. We both know. Yeah. The truth is, and I've seen it in my life, behind every great man is a great woman.
Absolutely.
And I will say, I know probably Brother Henderson put those in there, but I will say there is, in my opinion, no, and I'm kind of sucking up a little bit right now, but that's okay. I'm the one on the mic. There's no greater dynamic duo than Brother and Sister Gal. You guys do a phenomenal job. As a parent of an IBC student, thank you. But behind every great man is a great woman.
Well, maybe I should phrase it like this. Who's the more manlier of the two?
Well, okay.
At least I get something.
Winston is.
Winston is. All right. Here's another question. If your ministry had a theme, what would you say it would be?
Overcoming. Being born with one hand, that's been my life. That's been my story. Overcoming the obstacles that have been set before me. And I think God has allowed me to learn some principles through that hopefully are helping other people. And that's why I'm still thankful that I get a chance to speak into this generation, because they may not have a physical disability, but they're dealing with something.
Sure.
And if I can impart that, hey, you know, greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. You can make it. You can get through this.
Incredible. Yeah. Now, I've heard you at a couple camps, and occasionally you do preach a message about overcoming and your disability.
I do.
Which every time, it blows my mind. It's an absolutely incredible message. Thank you for preaching that. And you have a book that's out.
I do.
And the title of that book is?
It's called The Handbook, Five Forces to Form Your Future. It's been out for about 4 years now. I am in the process of writing a couple other ones.
Well, that was my next question. Oh, okay. Are you writing any new books, and what are they about?
Okay, if you wouldn't mind sharing? If you've heard my message, I preach at the camp, like the one you and I preach together at Kentucky. The first night I preach a message called Nobody is Born Average. I'm writing a book right now called Nobody's Born Average.
Okay.
And it's seven key principles that I feel like the Lord's dropped into my spirit just to and the premise is, quickly, not going into much detail, the Bible says we are fearfully and wonderfully made. That's the basis. All of us were born with promise and potential, but somewhere, something, a hurt, divorce in the family, something causes people to become average.
Wow. Good.
And so I want to present that as, you know, we're not called to be average. And so that, and I'm also working on a story about my fourth grade teacher. Thank you, Mr. Jenkins. It's already been a book. It's been a kid's book. But I'm developing a Get a Grip curriculum out of that is, I'm excited about.
Wow. So these are incredible resources for any young person. Parent could buy these.
Yeah, when,
any young person.
Help I'm, the plan is by the end of the summer to have at least one of those out. Get a Grip or Nobody's Born Average will be out by then.
Phenomenal. Well, we look forward to those. Advice for young men, especially those who feel a call of God on their life.
I think I would say a couple of things. The first one would be this. Someone told me early in my ministry, if I will help someone build their dream, God will help me build mine. And the importance of submitting yourself to a God-called leader and serving does more to advance, and I hate to even use the word advance, but I hope you understand what I'm saying. It does more to advance your ministry than anything else. Thankful for education. I'm thankful for learning about the Bible. That's all vital, important, and I've done it. You've done it. But if you can learn to put yourself in a position where you are serving, helping a man, helping a church, helping a ministry become everything that God wants it to be, when it's time, God will help you. And the second thing is, I remember when we talked a little bit about it today, just briefly, when I left Bible college, I thought I was going to change the world single-handedly, you know, and found out reality is reality.
That's the truth.
You better be called. You better be called. Mm. If you're not called, there's no shame in realizing that and going and supporting the kingdom of God and getting
Absolutely.
A good degree. Make sure you're called would be the second thing I would say.
Okay, good. Good advice. What about for any young ladies that feel called?
Young ladies, in this day and age, Our young ladies have such a tremendous opportunity to really impact the kingdom. They present something, in my opinion, that we as men don't present. They present, you mentioned it, you know, in our chapel, the modesty, the godliness. But young women, understand you have an vital, important place in the kingdom of God to speak to things that men can't speak to. My wife is a very powerful woman. Your wife is a very powerful woman. They've learned their place in ministry. They found their niche. They found their place. Find that place and understand you're anointed to speak to this generation.
Very good. One last thing. You make this phrase, this quote, use it today. You'll never make an impact until you're committed to the collision.
Yeah.
What a powerful thought that is.
You know, it's been my life. You know, we all want to enact change. We all want to make a mark in our world. But to make that mark, you've got to collide with probably the biggest thing is ourself. You know, I don't really worry too much about other people's opinions. You know, I'm a little bit older now, so, you know, I'm past that. But the thing that I've had to deal with most has been me. And so in order to make an impact, dealing with you and dealing with the culture and dealing with the things that nobody else sees is truly what it takes. And I, along with that, I said, you can only fix what you're willing to face. You can only correct what you're willing to confront.
That's good.
And so I got to deal with me, which is the biggest obstacles, and then the other things will come along. But if I know who I am,
sure,
and I understand my identity in God, I'll make it through. It may take a while, but I'll get there.
Godly advice. Brother Sargent, thank you so much.
Thank you,
for
bro.
Your influence on our generation, for
appreciate
ministering
that.
To young people, pouring your heart
you.
Out at camps and seminars all over our country. We greatly appreciate this time, and thank you for joining me for this podcast.
Thank you.
And to all our listeners out there, thank you so much for tuning in and listening to these podcasts. We hope it makes an impact and hope this can strengthen you in your walk with God. God bless you in Jesus' name.
A couple of weeks ago, Indiana Bible College recorded their live album for the 2018 school year. That project will be released in conjunction with the IBC Music Fest, April 11, 12, and 13. You can also register for Music Fest, www.ibcmusicfest.com to register. To order the album that was recorded a couple of weeks ago, you're going to head to voicevision.com.